Well, Coach, you got two meets under your belt. Let's talk about the one yesterday. Saw the results. Marsh, Beckett, Minden. Boy, good teams involved. And your team's hung right in there, the girls and boys, against some bigger schools and some really good athletes. And, of course, times and marks weren't too bad for this early in the season.
Yeah, you know, since we have two meets this week, we didn't, you know, load up on events. So, you know, just a couple events for everybody. And so everybody was pretty fresh, and we had some pretty good times. So really impressed with the way our kids competed yesterday. And, you know, like you said, you know, several Class B teams and a Class C team. And then, you know, we had a couple Class C teams, and we had Bertrand in there as well. So kids competed well, and it was a really good day for track meet as well.
I know you posted the girls' mile relay, and I got to give props to Trent Roska. It wasn't a bad job on calling the race. I think he's got a bright future in maybe doing that.
I give Trent a hard time. Yeah, he did a good job. You know, I think he tries to use some words he's not always familiar with. So I'm always going to give him a hard time with that. I can't, you know, I think one of the words was equidistant that he used. So just trying to give him a hard time.
Yeah, no question about it. But that was a 4x4. I know we talked before. That's an event where those girls are going to get faster, and they run against good teams like that. They're going to knock time off all the time.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, pretty good time for this early in the meet. You know, for some reason, the camera wasn't working. The timing system went down during that race. Only race of the meet, it didn't work. And so we didn't get the fat time, but, you know, timed it on off the film and timed it during the race. And, you know, I had anywhere from 3:17.3 to 3:17.6. So, you know, that's faster than we ran last year. So, heck of a time to come out first outdoor meet. So, really proud of the way those girls ran.
And a lot of those girls are individual events as well. And after, you know, UNK, a little bit different going indoors to outdoors. That's a big adjustment, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you're basically turning the whole time, you know, in that indoor meet in Kearney. So yeah, you get outdoor, you got the wind out there, and, you know, girls did a heck of a job.
And I'm sure you're glad you got into this Marsh Beck. I think it's a new meet for you. That's one maybe you're going to try to stick with here for the next couple of years.
I think so. You know, usually that meets in the middle of April, they said. And, you know, now we can have 13 meets. And, you know, we added that. You know, it's not, you know, not a ton of teams in it. But, you know, since they had to move it and we could add a meet, you know, nice to be able to get in a meet where you can see some different teams, and you don't have to load a bunch of kids up, but you can add some kids and put them in a couple events, and it's just like a practice, and you get some good competition and kids can go hard.
We talked about Grace Andrews and the distances, about that meet and the mile and the distance races, and also she ran the 2 mile as well, gave her a little starting point for the season, didn't it?
Oh, for sure. Getting started, she's going to get better every meet. You know, she's coming back from injury as well, and she's gonna have to get herself back into shape, and she's gonna have to work herself back into shape and just get going as the meet goes on here. So, she's working hard to work herself back into the cruising distance.
Grayson Kohler in the sprint, so we turned to the guys a little bit. That was a pretty fast field. The kid from Adams Central, you know, 11 flat, went 11.3 as well. He hung right in there with some of those good guys.
Grayson's back, you know, first 100 since state his sophomore year and PR'd. So we had a good conversation about that, and talked about, you know, he can still get better as the season goes on. He's looking forward to, you know, running Friday and competing again, and he felt pretty good about what he did and felt pretty good about progressing as the season goes on.
And then Will Casey's 52.45 in the open quarter. Man, I like that. Early in the season, he's maybe a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yeah, you know, he still doesn't trust himself, you know, the whole way. You know, with that hamstring, and, you know, probably only went about 90% there. And, you know, I think in the 4x4, went a little harder. But I think going to trust it a little more as the season goes on. But I think it's a really good start for him. You know, as workouts go and as the season gets warmer, I think it's just going to get better.
Wilcox-Hildreth, it's coming up on Friday. Cambridge is going to be there. You're going to face some other new meets. Got to get my other sheet here. But that's still going to be a really, really good meet once again coming up on Friday. And you have I take it since you did load up for this one, maybe a few more events for some of the kids this week.
Yep, for sure. So we'll have a couple more events for the kids since they have a couple days rest after that. So, but we also have prom on Saturday, so maybe not too much rest. But yeah, kids will have a few more events, and yeah, probably maybe a relay or two more. But yeah, should be a very competitive meet. I think there's 11 or 12 teams there, so should be a great competition.
Yeah, that prom, to get that prom out of the way early in the season, I bet that's kind of making you feel pretty good. We won't have to worry about this later on in April or May.
You know, it's nice to get it done early. Luckily, you know, I am a senior sponsor this year, and I do get to go. So, you know, that's always one of the luxuries, you know, of being a sponsor. You get to go to prom. You know, it's always great to do that on a Saturday night.